Corner store, 2 a.m. Got some mango high, choose a bag of chips. Rolling through the city and we hide behind the tents. In the Benzo, got the swisher out the window, then we dip. Posted at the corner store. 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 Okay, 2 a.m. I'm posted.
Yo, why do hosts stay mad?
Run that.
Honestly, run that. Like, yo, why do hosts stay mad?
I don't know, bro. Like, it's a weird thing, bro. Like, you know, you can talk to a girl for a while, but as soon as like you cancel on plans once, they'll be mad and they'll be like, nah,
dead
ass.
Oh
shit.
Like, why are they like that, bro? I'm sorry, I couldn't make the one time.
Exactly. Like, I'm there like every other time.
Right. Every. Oh shit, niggas said every other. Time.
Every other time.
No, every this, other this time. As in one, like. One time. No. That's not what I meant. I meant every other time. As in like every time other than this one time I wasn't there.
This one time. This.
One time I couldn't make it, and now you're upset. All of a sudden. I gotta stop playing with this.
Andre's in his bag.
I'm in my. Bro.
What else is new?
Am I? Bro. Show these niggas real pain, bro. Show these hoes real pain, bro.
I had a game today. Guess what?
What?
We lost.
Yo, reminds me of first year, lie.
61 to 44. I had 24.
Jeez. This guy's out here balling.
My legs hurt from carrying everyone. My back hurts. My back hurts.
You carry people at work and then you carry them at basketball, bro.
And then I played a few pickup games after. I'm dead.
He's tinkling, bro.
Well, because you just drank like some peach vodka with some pineapple juice.
Oh my god, my
voice. Welcome back to the TM32 podcast. My name is Eric.
Oh, fuck.
His name's Andre. And today. Guess who's on? Guess who's back?
Hey, yo, guess who's back? Yo, first, back. Fuck the bitch and the click she claimed. West Side went right.
Fuck the bitch and the click she claimed, bitch. Yo, fuck these hoes, nigga. Yo, fuck them all. Yo, fuck that bitch you got in Compton. Fuck that bitch you got on the West End. Fuck that bitch you got in Yalchester. No, fuck them all, bro. We don't fuck with hoes no more. Real niggas for life. Yo, fuck all these bitches, nigga.
Welcome back.
Anyways,
Vim.
Yeah. Yo, welcome back to Vim. Back, oh jeez.
No, you can follow us at TM32 show on
Treyway.
Instagram or TM32P on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You can follow me, Eric at Eric.Nightpaul
or Andre at
Andre. .brxwn. I don't know why I spell my first name.
I thought we were done with spelling.
Yeah, but like the X is in my brown, so I have to let them know.
I guess so. And then you can,
I could always be like, it's brown with an X because X marks the spot. Yo, that actually kind of sounds pretty nice.
Damn.
Actually,
shit.
That's actually kind of crisp. I'm not gonna lie.
That's actually kind of nice still.
All right. I might use that for next time. All right. Note to self.
Follow Vim at LaVimmy.
LaVimmy
underscore balls.
Yeah, LaVimmy underscore ball.
On Instagram.
Also, check him out on Twitch because the boy streams.
And
I've yet to be on a stream, but I'm free. Free at last.
Andre is back home in the great America.
I'm back in the TOL. EDO! You know what I mean?
No more closet tapes.
No more closet tapes. Niggas came out the closet. Yeah, guys, I wanted to admit something to you guys. Yeah,
what?
I'm out of the closet, finally.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck?
Oh, I meant, like, I was recording.
He's not being serious.
No, I was being deadass. I'm out of the closet.
Like, he was recording in the closet, now he's out of the closet.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. What I mean. Wait, I thought you knew Vim.
No, that took me 2 seconds to put two and two together.
This guy needs to put two and two together still.
This guy.
Bro, not gonna lie, I had a nice joint on the roof with the boy. Now I'm a little bit slow, bro.
Yo, chill. Mine's buzzing, fam. I numbed my mind before I trained this. Oh, belly's on fire still.
Yo, y'all been watching PewDiePie play Minecraft?
No,
I have not. But the thing is, I've hopped on back on Minecraft.
Bruh, the whole nation has, man.
I didn't even know PewDiePie was playing Minecraft until you told me. Like, not even kidding you.
Bro, it's some
I just seen some mans I follow on YouTube, and then my boys were playing it, and then the guys at work were like, yo, we're gonna run a server. You wanna run? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna re-download Minecraft. Hop on that.
Yo, wasn't he running Skyblock?
He does, like, this his own solo world. He has a Skyblock with a friend. And he played with like Jack Black and a bunch of other people.
Jack Black? Like the fat one?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. He's actually getting into gaming. Like he's starting to make YouTube videos and do gameplay and stuff.
I love how this nigga had to refer to him as the fat one.
Hey, it's a common name.
Because,
Jack Black.
Because you know why? Because it relates to what we're going to talk about.
What are we talking about?
Obesity.
Whoa. Jeez, what? Whoa.
Is that a personal attack?
I don't know. No. Who are you attacking, my nigga? Who in your life is obese that you had to attack like this?
I just want to hear your thoughts on obesity. That's all.
Yo, obesity?
Oh, actually, I can talk about this on a real note, bro. All
right.
Obesity? I got a serious, serious note.
100% serious. Like, I actually have a problem with this. So, obesity is not okay. It's like, you're basically at the point where your insulin levels are not okay, your body's not functioning properly, and you have more risk of getting diseases and dying earlier in your life, right? So my biggest issue is, like, I grew up obese, and then I lost a lot of weight before college, went to college, got depression, or university, yeah, that's what I meant. Got depression, gained some weight back, but now, you know, I'm working on it, right? What I can't stand is fucking all these what are they called the plus size
okay,
models.
Okay, Vim, I'm gonna have to just pause you for so you're going on a good tangent. Eric, why would you send me that?
Because it relates to what we're gonna talk
Eric,
about.
Eric, okay, why would you relate send what we're talking me about in a
second
that?
I need you to reference it, okay? I need you to reference it, okay? I
you're so it. Disrespectful. I have not seen this female in forever. Oh,
I'll send
goodness
it to YouTube, Vim.
Jeez, are we throwing shots at people?
This nigga's throwing shots.
Right, no, okay. No, we're gonna get into this. We're gonna get into this.
Exactly. I feel like we will. I feel like I know what you're gonna talk about. Because the whole body positivity thing where girls
yes,
are like,
yes, yes,
it's
yes,
completely
yes, yes,
okay
yes
for me to be fat. Like, I'm actually
Fam,
thick.
When did she blow up like this? Eric!
Oh, this guy's dissing.
When did she blow up like this?
Right, let's pull this up.
Whoa.
No,
bro,
no,
what
continue
the?
Continue.
Who's man? Okay, anyways.
Continue and then we'll get to it.
All right, so the whole body positivity thing, like, okay, there's two different kinds of people when it comes to body positivity. There's the people who are like, you know what, I'm confident in the way I look and I don't care what people think about the way I look. That is body positivity. And then you have the other side of the spectrum where people are like, I am obese, I am thick or whatever, and it's completely okay, I'm completely healthy, I'm not gonna work out, I'm not gonna, you know, try and have a healthier body. My doctor tells me that I can be healthy at 300 pounds more so than somebody who's an average weight. You know, that's another side of body positivity, and that's not okay. All this, like, plus models and, like, stuff like that, it's not okay because you're promoting that it's okay to be fat. It's really not. You're deteriorating your body, you're gonna die earlier. Like, that's like just facts.
Your organs are being crushed.
Exactly.
By the fat.
Exactly. It's not healthy to be fat whatsoever. Body positivity is okay in the sense that, hey, I'm confident in the way that I look. But yeah, like, it's like body positivity is okay in the sense of like your confidence in yourself, but it's not okay to be like, yeah, it's completely 100% okay that I'm obese.
I just don't understand why people praise.
Praise, yeah, that's praise the better them word. Yeah.
I just, cause like, yeah, okay, you look beautiful, whatever. But like, that's on the surface. On a deeper level, read in between or outside of the box, inside the what's the thing?
Read outside the lines.
Reads outside the lines. That's, you're gonna die, fam.
Yeah.
You finna die.
Check your phone.
Yeah, I checked, bro. What the fuck?
No, did you check my message?
Yeah, I did. I just checked your message.
What?
I'm quite surprised. Why is there a fly on my table? Who the fuck are you, buddy?
I am flabbergasted. You guys have no
idea. Before we get into that.
What?
Andre, how tall are you?
I am 5'11", almost 6 foot.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh... Last time I checked, before I left for the summer, I weighed about 210. Pretty sure I lost like 10 pounds over the summer, so I weigh like an average like 200, maybe a 195 right now.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm reading this thing. It says like ideal weight, like where you're completely healthy, whatever. Whatever the case be, it's from, for 5'11", it's from 155 to 189. But if you're now, 6 foot, if you're 6 foot, it's 160 to 196.
Is that like considering also like with working out and stuff like that? Because if you have more muscle mass, you'll generally weigh a lot more.
Oh yeah, yeah, I get that. That's but like, this is just like
the average
ideal
male,
weight chart.
Yeah.
Ideal weight chart.
Because that's 100% changed now.
Like, I've been accepting that I'm like overweight. Like, that's okay. Because I can always fix that. Like,
you can always fix that.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, going forward, I can fix that. Me personally. But, like, I mean, you know, there's a point where your weight correlating to your height and everything else, factually, it's just gone too far.
Exactly.
And you need to accept that. And you can't just put a label on yourself saying, yeah, I'm a plus size model, what I'm doing is okay. If you're in the same situation, you're okay. No, hunty. You are beautiful. I will accept that you're beautiful. But that doesn't mean that you can't live a healthy life too. And I'm not telling you to get skinny as a twig like these models, but I'm saying just be a little more. I'm not even saying be slim. Just look out for your health.
Exactly. Look out for your health.
At the end
you
of
know?
The day, I'm not telling you to conform to this box because you don't need to fit in this box. What you need to do is fit in this health class because you need to be healthy so you can survive, my guy. Oh. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, the human body needs certain nutrients and it needs a certain amount of exercise per day to remain healthy, right?
Amen.
Vim, how much? What about you?
I'm clocking in at 6'3", 230 pounds, so I'm definitely
You're like 15 pounds, like, according to this. It's 176 to 216.
Eric, you're hanging out with a 6'3", nigga? Damn, you must feel short.
I know that. I feel that every time I step on the fucking court. And then I'm like 5'4". I don't even know my height, man. I deal weight 117, 143. I'm 135 now. But I was gonna say, like, fit in those ranges, whatever. If you're like 10-20 pounds over, even 30 pounds, that's okay. But like when you get to 50-60,
nah, that's
fam, you need to like change up. You need to change up.
See, because
it's concerning.
I was watching a stream the other day of another podcast, and there was this guy. He basically looked.
What? You're watching another podcast? Oh, you cheating on us?
No, man, never. I just clicked on the clip. I just clicked on the clip because it was funny, bro. Right? So there was this guy, right? And I don't want to name names, but basically,
about the names. The names.
Yeah, we name names, fam.
Oh, okay. So there's a streamer named Alibrel. And he basically, like, if you guys Google him, he looks like his fucking couch, okay? And so,
oh my god,
he basically came and said on this other dude's podcast, saying that his doctor says it's completely okay that he's 300 pounds and that he is actually healthier than the average male. And everybody was calling bullshit on this.
I need to see this guy's doctor.
What kind of, like, doctor is that?
Where exactly. So the whole, like, the rest of the podcast, because it's just a bunch of other streamers that this guy brings on his show, they were all like, you need a new fucking doctor. Because the only people who are healthy at that much weight are fucking bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is not a 6 foot guy. He's like 5'8", I'll give him.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm being generous.
300?
And he's 300 probably plus, bro. I'm pretty sure he was downsizing when he said he was 300. Because that's bullshit. If you look at his picture, he ain't 300 pounds, man. And he was going off about how he is healthier than the average male, and his doctor says that he's healthy and completely fine.
That's, you know what we call that? A bunch of bullshit.
We call that cat, bro. I smell cat.
This nigga's smarter than the average bear, deadass. This nigga's Yogi Bear.
It was fucking crazy, bro. And it pissed me off as someone who's, you know, 6'3", and like, at the time I was like 250, right? Like, that is, that's not bad. Right? Like, if I was, like, as buff as The Rock is, what, 6'5", 260, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's pure muscle.
That's pure muscle. Like, he's completely healthy because he works out. That's why he's that heavy, right? Mm-hmm. But this guy looks like his fucking couch, bro. Oh, it's clear as day that this guy does not work out, let alone leave his house.
Oh, shit.
Okay, okay. Yo, you wanna go into... Andre, do you wanna go off?
Don't wanna go off. Nigga, I'm
just chilling, dog.
Bro, I'm flabbergasted.
Plus size model.
Fam, when did this happen?
113. Yeah, K, nigga, followers. Nigga,
have I been under a rock? Have I been under a rock? When did I get under a rock?
113K followers. I'm pretty sure they have to be bought.
Oh my god, don't even say that, bro. Oh, what's this?
Yo, check it out.
What happened?
But like, can I take in? Can we? What?
What, 113K?
113K, bro.
Yeah, she definitely had to buy some of this.
Oh my god, y'all ruthless, fam.
If you're overweight, you know, that's okay. You can make a change to your body. It is what it is. We accept you for who you are, but we're just trying to look out for your health. No shade against you.
Wait, do you have older pictures of her?
No.
Hold on.
Bro, she looks like that girl from the meme where...
Oh my god.
Here, let me see if I can find the meme.
This guy's searching for the meme still.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna find this picture still.
You just know she was like,
oh, I found the meme. Alright, I'm gonna send it to y'all instas. But she kinda looks like that girl. Let me see if I can find the photo too.
Yo, we're not trying to diss. Relax.
I'm not dissing nobody. I'm just making references. Look up.
Yeah, sorry for the intermission of the podcast, guys. I'm just gonna find somebody. Oh wait. Oh, she's still okay. Never mind. I'm not gonna follow that. That's gonna seem sketch. Yeah. No, I have. I used to have older pictures, obviously. But
bruh.
Alright, now let me get the meme in there.
Oh my god, this nigga. Oh no, stop. No.
Oh no. That's what happened to Andre though.
Wow. Yeah.
Bruh. Bruh. Okay, like.
Yeah, I have no words. So yeah, I'm done work, guys. Yeah, no more Box Factory for the play. Yeah.
This guy had to change up the topic real quick.
Yeah, we're gonna switch up the topic because I can't even focus on that one. My mind's blown. Okay, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow.
Let's switch quickly to underweight.
Underweight.
What? Why?
Yo, y'all man's gotta eat more, bro. Get in the gym.
Relax.
Hold on.
Chill.
Some people. Bro, if you're built like a twig, that's okay.
It's all good, bro.
But it's not healthy.
It's not healthy,
but like.
You realize half these niggas understand that, right, bro? They understand.
They understand that, but they choose to look that way for societal.
Not all
norms.
Of them. Not all of them. Some of them actually have eating disorders that they have not either realized, and or the ones that have realized it, they're trying to change it. There is a small few people that want to conform to the standard that society has brought to them, but that's also an eating disorder and a mental disorder within them. So basically, anyone that tries to skinny themselves down, they're just trying to conform to society, which is a disorder in and of itself. So I can't even blame them. That's just what society has put in their minds.
We're blaming them.
I know, but I just had to defend them real quick, because a lot of my friends are like twigs.
Oh, deadass?
Yeah, and I guess I can name names. She's a model. She's pretty skinny, but like
Callie Jones.
Damn, y'all got model friends.
A lie.
Oh, you ain't even know, bro. I got bare model friends. No cap.
Hey, yo, I'm on my way to the States.
No cap.
They don't
even live in the States.
Bruh. Oh shit. So this guy has international connection.
Lives down in Montreal. She's gonna hopefully come up.
All right, Eric, we're on the trip.
We live in Montreal.
What's it called? And wait,
is this a black guy?
Who? Black guy? Nigga. All my models are female still.
Oh, I'm trying to find this girl. Yeah, oh, I see.
And then my girl, she's a sweetheart. But yeah, she lives in Ajax.
Wait, so
doing her thing in Toronto. Yeah, bro.
Oh,
I gotta bleak out all these news tomorrow morning. SMH.
Why not? But she cute though.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Oh man. No, you showed me her. She doesn't look.
Yeah. A sweetheart. No, I'm just saying, I got model friends, because Vim was like, oh, y'all know models? I was like, yeah, bro.
Oh, those two. Just, and I guess the models,
I guess we can count, but I'm not even close with it.
Yeah, we're not close with it, but you know, to be honest, she's just tall.
She's just tall.
But no, because most female models are like tall.
Yeah.
Or have to, or fit like a certain like requirement to be considered a model, and she kills it with that. Good for her. She making a career off of it too.
Y'all like tall girls or short girls?
I'm short, so I'ma say short.
I like girls who like girls. Quote from PNB Rock.
Lil Skies.
PNB Rock. Was Lil Skies on that track too?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. I like girls who like girls. That was a fucking banger. But
I like curly hair.
I like all women.
Yeah.
I'm especially into redheads, but then I realize most of them aren't it. So not adding anyone specifically. Watch it. My girl.
It's for the meme, it's for the meme.
And my girl, and I gotta bleep these names out still. My girl.
She got
a good soul. And great. Great too. Yeah. Both great people. I gotta blank out all these names. I'm only gonna wake up in the morning, re-listen to this, and be like, yo, why would I give myself so much fucking work, eh?
Because you're drunk.
I'm feeling it, bro. Holy crap. I'm holding my own.
People say, like, people ask me what's your type, and then I list off my type, but then I realize,
I ain't got
like,
no type.
People I point out that I find attractive
only thing
don't
that
fit
I
any
like.
Of that, bro. To be honest, any girl that with curly hair, that's it.
Deadass.
Curly hair.
Fuck. No, fuck all females. They deserve all the pain in the world. I'm gonna bring them pain. I'm the pain bringer. I am part of the Akatsuki. They can all fucking die in a hole.
Tensei.
Oh, fuck that, Tensei.
Oh. Vim, what's your
Mangeku Shuningan. I swear to God, I'll beat their ass. Anyways, oh yeah. Anyways, continue. Vim, type.
My type. I don't really got a type, bro. I just generally date short girls for some reason.
See, that's, wait, no
short
kidding,
girls?
Nigga.
You're
6'3",
you.
My nigga. You're 6'3", my nigga.
I don't know. I find every girl pretty cute, bro.
Hold on, wait. Vim, are you Muslim?
No, I'm Buddhist.
Muslim.
Damn.
I was gonna say Eid Mubarak.
Yeah, me too.
No, but Eid Mubarak to all the listeners.
Oh yeah, no, still, yeah. All my mans.
Big respects.
Big respects to the man them out there.
But apparently the cops yesterday thought I was a Muslim.
Well, no kidding, nigga. You're brown. You got hair. They're gonna be like, "Oh, this nigga's brown man Muslim."
Nah, yeah, they got a beard. They stopped me while I was shopping, and they were like, you fit the description of someone we're looking for.
Shit, nigga. Like, all you gotta do is look brown for them to tell you that shit.
Bro, I was like, please don't shoot me, man. And they asked me what I was doing and shit. And I was like, oh, I'm just getting some PC parts. They looked through my bag and shit. And
they looked through your bag, bro? Oh, yeah. That's your privacy, bro. I would have thumped there in their head. Actually, I wouldn't.
No, but to be honest, it could have gone a completely different way. They could have just like pulled their guns out, told me to get on the ground.
They really could have.
But we live in Canada.
They could have done a lot of stuff, but thankfully
they were. I respect the good cops out there, exactly. But I still gotta say fuck 12, nigga.
Fuck 12. It's been because of the hair.
Bro, I don't know how I fit a description with my orange ass hair, bro.
Like, nigga, you're brown, bro.
You see, we live in Ottawa, fam. Bear crackheads are out there like that.
Shit. Not even
bro, you touch Redol, bear crackheads. All you see are crackheads. Crackheads. Leave me alone. I bought a meal for one, though, one time. I got finessed by him, but...
What do you mean,
shout finesse? Out to that guy.
This nigga bought a meal for a crackhead, bro.
What a great guy.
I thought because he seen me buying food and he's like, yo, can you buy me, do you have change? I'm like, I ain't got no change because I don't carry change. I only carry bills. Actually, I don't even carry bills. Like, I only carry cards.
He only carry cards. This nigga's accelerated. This nigga is an upper echelon. Nigga,
so. Jeez.
And then he's like, can you buy me a meal? I'm like, sure. And then we go buy him a meal. And then I go back to get my food. And then they're like, yeah, he comes every day and he does this.
That's enough, bro. I once bought a homeless guy a meal, and he didn't even say thank you, bro.
Wow, what? So disrespectful. What?
So ungrateful.
I know.
I swear, most of these niggas be beg, fam.
Oh my god.
No cap. But anyways.
I digress.
I had a thought, and now I forgot.
Yo, y'all
miss
Scooby-Doo?
I do miss Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you for real, fam?
Good times, man.
Good fucking times. I was talking about Scooby-Doo with one of my buddies a while ago still. Talking about how Fred could bench like 220.
Oh, definitely. Easy.
Dead ass.
Bro, how do you think he's clapping Daphne's cheeks, bro?
But he's not even. He really isn't even clapping her cheeks, which is the saddest part. Bro. I mean, in the movies he is, but like in most of these cartoons, he's barely even clapping cheeks.
Bro, he acts like Ash Ketchum, bro. He don't even know these girls are into him.
Yo, speaking of Ash Ketchum, have you seen him in the fucking league, my nigga?
Bro, that was an illegal move, dog. Eric seen him? They were like, oh, he fell asleep, therefore the battle's not over.
What do you mean? Like, how's the nigga get knocked out and fall asleep?
Bro, and also the battle ends no matter what. Because remember when Charizard fell asleep against Richie's...
No, that was different, though.
He still fell asleep though, and they ended.
That's
the
a fully evolved man. Why is he acting like a child? throw that nigga out.
Wait, Eric.
What?
I know you don't follow the updates of the game, but yo, low key, the updates of the game, at least the leaked portions, might explain the anime. I don't want to give you spoilers.
There's,
league? So
There's leaks in which game?
In the new Pokemon. Sword and Shield game.
I haven't seen the. I'm trying to, bro. I have no money. Actually, I have money, but I'm not dropping money on a Switch.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get a Switch or not.
No, I copped a Switch. I just copped Smash. I just copped Mario Kart. We're going to get that tomorrow. It's going to come in. Then I'm going to get Sword or Shield when it comes in. I need to see which Pokemon are like exclusive before I buy it still.
Yo, did you see how they added...
Tell me about the leak, though.
They added
the Obstagoon? Yeah, Obstagoon, my nigga. My nigga's gooned out, bro.
What's his name?
Obstagoon.
Yeah, so the Zigzagoon, the Zigzagoon and the Linoone from Hoenn originally came from the Galar region.
Yeah,
Galar region. What's the Galar region?
It's the new region for Sword and Shield. So these niggas used to evolve into Obstagoon, but then they migrated. And then once they migrated to Hoenn and other like parts of like the world, there was no competition, so they didn't have to evolve to Obstagoon. So they stayed like they stayed in like a normal type of Linoone.
They like domesticated themselves.
Basically, yeah. And then have you seen the Weezing gym? The Weezing The Weezy used to fucking where they used to like clean the air,
yeah.
And now they pollute the air.
Well, I swear that's how it's always been.
No, like Weezy used to pollute the air because they're just pure poison. Wait. But now they're poison fairy because they take in the poison and they shoot it out into like better gases for us to breathe in, and they look like fucking pipes and they look like chimney. So like the chimney pipes up in London, and they got their mustaches, so they're bureaucrats. It's a nice design, Mookie.
Pokemon Sword and Shield has industrial revolving Weezings.
Yeah, fam. Low key, that game is still trash because they're not even. This nigga's down on bureaucrats. Yo, that's the name of the fucking episode, Bureaucratic Weezings. I gotta write that down before I fucking forget.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He evolves in this too. He has arms and legs.
Yeah, they gave him a new evolution, but it's exclusive to this new region.
Yeah, they gave him a third evolution.
Yeah, I kind of want to use it now.
Bro, that's my kinda, one pet peeve about this thing is they're not gonna have all Pokemon. It's only select Pokemon.
Yeah, they're cutting like, Pokemon.
Bro, that's so trash.
Exactly.
How you gonna get a Switch and then buy the game and not have every man's in the game?
It's upsetting.
Yo, and did you see the new exclusive Switch where it's not even like you can't even take off the controllers?
Oh, that's the Switch.
It's just
Lite.
A built-in. It's the cheaper. Switch Lite.
Yeah,
it's cheaper.
How much?
Low key, it's like, a nice cop. It's a nice cop.
That's cheap. Bro, I can buy that Switch.
Is $399.
Three times. Oh wait, really?
Wait. A Switch is $399. I swear, Switch is $299.
Yo, I can
wait,
buy that
when
twice
did it,
too.
Oh, Ox, I buy it USD. Series.
Yo, Vim. Yeah. Important life lesson. If you can't buy it twice, bro, don't buy it at
don't
all.
Don't buy it at all.
If you can't buy what?
If you can't buy it twice, don't buy it at all.
Don't buy it at all.
I want toys, bro.
No, twice, my nigga.
Twice. Okay. I see.
Yeah.
That's important to all you listeners out there. If you can't buy it once, don't buy it twice. Don't be flexing with your broke ass.
Bro, you just fucked up the line.
He literally
You said if you can't buy it once, don't buy it twice.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
How did the sober nigga fuck that up, bro? What the fuck?
I'm tired, man.
Nigga, I'm drunk as hell. This nigga's high in the fucking corner. You're sober. You're supposed to get all this shit, right?
Remember when I said there's no suck of a life? I was sober then, too.
There's no suck of a life that's better than yours, guys.
I meant to say there's no suck. Yo, it's autocorrect, fam.
Autocorrect from
blaming autocorrect?
What?
Fuck you mean, my nigga.
I had an Android back then.
Oh, yeah, he did. I can blame the Android stuff.
Sad times.
Bro, fuck Android.
Yo, Loki, Android's the move.
You cannot take my iPhone away from me.
Android's the move. I'd buy a one. Yo, if a OnePlus had iMessage, I'd buy a OnePlus phone.
But it doesn't. So.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Y'all can't FaceTime on your freaking Android.
That's the thing.
Head ass.
But the thing is, if everyone moved over to like an Android, then
we're
wouldn't.
We're gonna use Google FaceTime.
Yeah, we have Google Duo.
No,
it works the same as FaceTime.
What are you saying?
And we have Google Messenger, which works the same way as a FaceTime, not a FaceTime, as an iMessage. And you can even get Google Messenger on your iPhone, so you're connected to every man.
And you can still use Apple Music on your Android phone.
Dead ass. Even though Apple Music's trash, you can still use it.
Apple Music is trash.
Yo,
it has
Spotify.
Posted our podcast over there. Fucking bitch ass.
Yeah. Hold on, question. Yeah. Do you guys? No, never mind. I already know the answer. I was gonna say, for here, I pay the student fee for Spotify, and I get Hulu and Showtime in it for $5.99 a month.
What the fuck?
What kind of? Yeah, bro. What kind of scam discount?
This
is it $5.99 a month? I think it's actually $4.99 a month, and it adds up with the tax.
My dad pays the Spotify, to be honest.
But no, my dad pays the Netflix, and then I pay for my own Spotify.
Netflix? I just get that off someone. Shout out to
MJ.
Yeah,
you fucking leech,
bro.
Shout out to MJ.
She gave me her
bro,
Netflix.
Bro, I gotta hit her up. I'm gonna hit her up.
Shout out MJ.
Block that nigga off your Netflix.
She's not gonna do that. I hope not.
She fucking will if I ask her to.
Nah.
I got that fucking influence, nigga.
Nah.
I'm in there like swimwear, my nigga.
Okay. Whatever.
If you guys didn't know, that was the name of our fucking podcast. Bro, I still got juice to drink. I don't think I'm drinking that.
Oh, yo, me and Swamps had a photo shoot.
Yo, fam. I thought Swamps was going to hit up this podcast.
He's going to hit up eventually. We just need to tell him up beforehand.
Okay, he wasn't a last minute.
We can't
that's
do a last minute.
Fine.
Vim coming on clutch. Shout out to Vim for coming.
Yeah, Vim.
Clutch.
Vim's a clutch man still.
Yeah, bro.
Respect Vim.
I'm just chilling.
Without Vim,
we'd have no guests.
We'd have no guests or views, actually. To be honest.
What?
Oh wow, you're gonna associate him with the views?
No. Like, wait. I'm just trying to like gas him up. Like Vim. Just Vim. Help
Zim,
boost our...
Zim. Zala Bim.
Help boost our audience still. Y'all need to follow him on Instagram because he's a sweeter man.
They really do, fam.
He's a sweeter man. And he's tall. Yo,
I'm
he's 6'3".
I'm 6'3". Exactly. Yo, ladies. I'm 6'3". I have a nice beard, okay? I'm a tall brown man. I have a beautiful personality. Someone please love me because I'm too lonely.
Yeah, keep running. Just keep running that in a Walmart. You'll find someone.
You keep.
I mean, I don't know what the Walmart's over there, but you'll find someone at the Walmart over here still. Or the ice cream parlor. Oh, I went with the ice cream parlor with my friends just a while ago. Oh my god, so many shorties.
Shorties.
I shouldn't even... not even taking that back. So many. Oh, and there was a cute-ass little puppy. Oh my god.
Oh, cute-ass puppy. Jeez.
Oh, it was like one of those Australian Shepherd puppies with like the blue eyes, and it was like white, brown, orange with the black spots all over it. It was so cute. Oh my goodness. Such a good boy.
Bro, y'all ever laugh when shorties do the most at the club?
Yeah, I do.
I hate the club.
Because I've seen it happen. Yo, no. Oh, for all my... I can't even expose that. I can't even expose that still. That's actually hidden knowledge. You guys ain't even supposed to know that. None of you Toledo fans should know this. But just know, my pride and joy is coming back. That's all I'm going to say. My pride
and joy... What the
fuck is that
supposed to
be? Do you have a child?
Calling... No.
Not yet.
I'll say it and I'll just bleep it out. But it's a bar here. It's coming back, fam. Rockstar. It is coming.
Vim, have you heard of
back?
No.
If you guys have your passports, fly over to Ottawa. Fly over to Windsor. I'll come scoop you and we can go.
To
yeah, bro, it's dope. It's I can't even explain the details of it because then people will know. But only a select few. A select few of us know. Yeah.
Jeez. Vim, it's a VIP Vim. Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hit the club, or what were you gonna say?
Oh no, it's just that shorties are always doing the most, eh? They always go to the tall mans, right? So all the short, all my short homies are left out, but you know, not my problem.
Oh, nope. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I always hook up my boys before I hook myself up. That's facts.
This guy's nice. Looking out for everyone except for himself.
I make sure all my mans eat.
You know what myself. I've learned over the years?
What?
You need to get yourself before you get anyone else, cause you can't trust these bitches out here.
Honest,
you can't
bro.
Trust
I'm,
none
I'm
of these
low key
hoes,
thinking
bro.
That right now, but I'm a nice guy, you know. I'm not a hateful person.
Bro, bitch, hit me up 2 months after she cut me off. Anyways.
Oh shit.
Anyways.
Who's that, bro? Drop a name.
Fucking.
Yo, low key, I'd smash. Anyways,
Same.
Yikes, I'm gonna have to bleep that part out too.
Nah, leave that in.
Yikes, okay, cool.
Actually,
yo, I miss her still, fam. I miss her still, fam.
Cause you get to feel her up.
No, dead ass, bro. If I was supposed to have a kid right now, I'd take her. I'd take the kid to.
But like, she doesn't miss you, fam.
No, we talked, fam.
When did you talk?
Right after you cussed her out.
Whoa. I didn't cuss her out.
Is something y'all want to share with the class?
Wait, did you actually? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I've been talking to her this whole trip. Oh, by the way, if you guys are listening, ahead of time, this trip I'm planning is gonna have to be postponed till the next week.
What are you talking about?
The trip I was gonna take down.
Oh, to really? Tiana. Wait, actually?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be postponed till next week. I don't know when. My homegirl's supposed to hit me up about when, if she is available to do it tomorrow, like do it Wednesday. I'm gonna tell her it's not gonna happen because paying for a hotel room and all this gas.
Oh,
and
then did you get the room?
Shopping,
did you get the house?
No, don't. Not the house. I don't like it. Yeah, if I was paying like $63 for a hotel room, that's not bad, but I'm paying like 80 something. Yeah, so unless everyone sends me money like right away, it's not happening. I'll be back though. I'll be back to visit.
Oh, I thought this guy was about to leave the podcast.
No.
Like, I'll be back.
He's about to pass out.
A lie?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass out for 10 minutes. I'll be back, bro.
He dead, boys.
My guy's gone.
That was a joke still, but I mean, if you're gonna allow me to pass out for 10
you're
minutes,
not.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's obesity and underweight people. That's all,
you had to talk
that's
about.
That's all. Actually, all no, I have more, but like,
run all the topics. Remember, it's this season two. This is the season two, episode one special, fam. You better run it. Yeah, Vim, bro, we invited you to season two. How you feel?
Damn, season first two, thoughts. Episode one, the premiere. Uncle Vim coming up on this, yo. I'm on
Uncle
the come
Vim
up.
Coming in clutch. For you guys at home, actually, I lied. Actually, no. For you guys at home, let us know in any comment section you can what your song of the week is, as I asked these two gentlemen what their song of the week is.
You never even asked us.
He's asking
just
us now,
asked these two gentlemen. Yeah, thank you, Vim. Thank you for understanding.
Okay, my song. my song of the week. Actually, let me search it up. What is yours, Vim?
I have a three-way tie. So
a three-way tie.
Lately, for some reason on the radio, a Bonfire by Childish Gambino has been coming up a lot. So that's been fire. Also, I'm ashamed to say this, but the Taylor Swift and Brandon Urie song, Me.
What?
It's kind of...
Who?
Bro, okay, I work at Dollarama, man. They play all these, like, weird-ass songs on the radio, and they get stuck in my head. So, Taylor Swift's in my head now. And the last song would obviously be Sad Nigga Hours, because, you know, 24/7, it's Sad Nigga Hours.
Shit.
It's been sad.
Shit, Audrey, what's yours? Because mine's is gonna lead into our next topic.
What's mine? What?
What's your song of the week?
Oh shit, my bad. Song of the week. Let me run through my phone.
I'll say my first one. I have two. My first one is by Bozzy. Oh Soul Searching. That's all. And then my second one, I'll say it last. Oh, this guy died.
Oh no, I'm good, fam. Still, I have to fix something, my bad. Are we alright? We good?
Yeah, we're waiting for you to tell us a song.
Oh, a song. Sorry, I was fixing something for you. Song. Let me fix it. Been on for a week. Let's see. Let's say Wicked Games.
Oh, really?
Either Wicked Games or whichever one's cheaper. Oh man, it's like that nigga that's talking about Mucho Mango.
I don't know what you're talking about.
His name's Ishtar.
Okay.
And yeah, he has an album out, with, I guess, his pipes helping him. And it was called Ishtar, the...
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
My second one is, I Can't Stop Me by Sabrina Carpenter featuring Sway or Sweetie. What's her name? Sweetie. Anyways, let's talk about our guilty pleasures.
Oh shit,
Jewish girls.
why was that so fast?
Bro, you said guilty pleasures. I was like, what is the one thing I'm guilty about last couple years? Is this one Jewish girl I met on campus of first year, bro?
Oh my god. What happened, Vim?
It was, you know, it was after a party. And we were all about to go to bed and stuff, but we were hungry, so we went down to Oasis. We ordered poutine and shit, and then, like, this cute Jewish girl and her friends came in, and they're all, like, vaping in Oasis, which, you know,
you're not allowed.
Yeah, you can't be doing that, but, you know, I was like, damn, she cute, and she a part of the vape nation, bruh. So I was like, okay, alright, let's do this. It's game time, bro. Activate the Mangekyo Sharingan and I put her under the Genjutsu and I go in, bro.
Fuck.
Bro, Andre's dead. He can't understand my reference, bro. He's dead.
Wait, so what you guys...
So, like, I slept with her, bro.
But
you know, man, we're experimenting with new things. I can't give the specifics of what went down, but you know.
I guess.
I felt weird afterwards though. Cause...
What? What do you feel weird?
Bro, I don't know. We just did shit that I've never really done. So, no.
Oh, say less. No. Say less. Say less. Say less. Andre, what's your guilty pleasure?
Bruh, Andre is dead.
Andre's gone. He's this guy's gone. What is it?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Bro, okay, Mons is like nutting in it anyways.
Nutting in her anyways.
nutting anyways.
Okay. Is no your guilty condom pleasure? You like that?
Bro, it feels nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice to be there. A father, eh?
I just have to put that in there.
Oh my god.
Yo, white girl music's actually slaps. Sabrina Carpenter. Yo, we need to hop on Sabrina Carpenter.
Who's man?
You need to hop on her. She's sick.
Alright, man. I'll give it a listen.
You better, like.
I'm there, bro. Trust.
Got it.
Refilling my vape pod.
Your vape pod?
Yeah, my jewel pod or whatever.
How much do you spend on that?
Not much actually. Like with the vape juice, because it's high nicotine, so it's like you take like a couple hits and you're good for a while. So I bought like 3 bottles of juice for like $90, and then I got a 4th one for free because it's a 3-for-1 special. And the
3-for-1 special?
Sorry, no. Buy 3, get 1 free. I'm dumb.
3-for-1, but say less.
But yeah, it's you get 4 bottles of juice, and then the device itself was like less than $35. So.
Oh damn! Really?
Yeah, and then when you buy pods, I think you can get like 3 for $20, and pods last you about a month, if not, like it can last you between 1 to 3 months, basically.
1 to 3 months. How often do you smoke, my guy?
Like I hit it pretty much every day. Some like I'll take a break whenever I need to charge it or if I'm just like not feeling it. But
okay.
Yeah, I'll hit it like quite a bit throughout the day.
That's proper. I mean that's proper. I don't know if that's proper, but
it's good for you.
This guy Andre actually fell asleep.
I think he did.
Like
that's so awkward, man.
I don't know what to do. This never happened before.
All right, well, I guess I'm the new co-host of
the 82
podcast. Welcome.
We're gonna see what's up with him.
For all of the viewers listening at home, Eric is now.
Eric, are you calling me?
He's bro, calling me. He's alive. This guy came back.
Yeah, bro. Where? Why are you calling me, bro?
My God, you disappeared for like.
No, I've been on this call. Bro, I've been talking, fam.
You've been talking?
Bro, we haven't heard you. Fam. Fam.
You haven't said a word.
My mic cut out. SMH. Technical difficulties on season 2 of the podcast, fam. My apologies.
Wait, fam, who is this girl?
Oh, that's a friend of mine that I made on TikTok.
Oh, what?
TikTok. I know your next guilty pleasure is TikTok.
SMH, I'm not even having that conversation with you, bro.
Hey, I made some pretty good fans, man. They've donated $50. They've donated
OnlyFans, eh? They're your OnlyFans, eh? Yeah, I bet your OnlyFans donated you $50.
Damn, I didn't know you were into that shit.
He is, bro. He be showing off the fucking the goods, fam.
The brown man's bro, goods. Slow the fuck down. I'm talking about twitch.tv, okay?
Nah, bro. They I know this nigga got an OnlyFans account. TV. This nigga has an OnlyFans account.
But they're donating to your Twitch. That makes no sense.
Yeah, because he has an OnlyFans account, bro. This nigga's hiding it.
Oh my god, this nigga. How could you do this to me,
bro?
I might have a premium Snapchat, okay?
Exactly.
Once you sub to be on Twitch, I'll give it to you, bro.
Alright, bro.
I don't even have a Twitch account.
Yeah, I do. I get that free Amazon shit.
Exactly. Amazon Prime. Yo, use that Amazon Prime on the Uncle Vim on Twitch.
Do we have a sponsor code, Andre?
I don't think so.
We don't even have any sponsor. No, that's kind of sad.
Yo, you can use the sponsor code Vim at G Fuel for 10%
off. Wait, did I ask?
No.
Damn.
I was going to say, yo, if you got sponsored by G Fuel, that's actually kind of sick.
Nah, it's not sponsorship. It's an affiliate code. So you get like 10% off.
Well, whatever you call it. Partnership. Business people.
I think it's partnership.
Same thing.
But it's legit the same thing. G Fuel tastes like gamer girl piss.
What? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yo, y'all into that Gamer Girl bathwater?
Who?
Remember, there's this Gamer Girl on Twitch who sold her bathwater, but like it was proven that she didn't take a bath.
No, I don't know that.
So this like quote unquote Gamer Girl, she basically just does cosplay and lewd imagery and stuff on Insta. She got banned recently on Insta, but she was selling her bathwater. Yeah, and people were buying it. And drinking it.
What?
Yeah, and a bunch of people got herpes from it, so. Because she had herpes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yo, Andre.
I think he dead again.
He died again. Yo, okay.
Right, he's gonna say his mic cut out again.
His mic cut out again. I know that's not true. I know he's talking to us right now. He's looking, not talking to us. He's not talking back.
He's dead, bro.
Taken, I called him, and then his mic turned back on.
He's 100% just asleep, man. He's tired.
It's okay, I feel that.
It's sad nigga hours, you know?
Sad nigga hours. Bro, what's this guy? Look, okay, hold on. Watch. I'm gonna do this again.
Here we go.
Why are we doing this again?
Oh, this is back. He's back.
Nigga, I've been back. I'm still here. SMH.
Bro, we've been trying to talk to you for a minute.
SMH, I literally haven't heard you guys. I think my mic's having some issues.
That's why you need to hop on a Blue Yeti.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna hop on a new mic soon. SMH.
Or what's it called? A Rode. I heard Rode mics are nice.
Wait, hold up. Hold
Those
up.
Are expensive, though.
What were we talking about, Andre? Before you picked up the FaceTime call, what were we talking about?
Fam, I was cut. What? We were talking about guilty pleasures. I went off for a little bit, and then I didn't hear you guys. And then I heard you back. And then
guilty pleasures was like 20 minutes ago.
Wait, I thought you were talking about the first one.
No. Right now, what were we talking about?
So we're just gonna. So when you guys are listening, you're just gonna hear Andre talking. You're gonna hear us talking.
Yeah, you might just hear me talking, and then we're not even hearing each other. That's gonna be, I don't know. It depends on how the audio is gonna sync up. Because if the audio syncs up and you're in mid conversation, I'm in mid conversation. That's not.
You know what? It's okay.
Yo, okay. editing magic.
It's okay.
Yo, why are these people up, fam? I know why you guys are up. Why is everyone else up? Fucking don't text me. I'm asleep, bro.
This guy's.
Fuck all these people, bro.
Sometimes when people text me, I just don't answer because like.
Nah, I see. Why I'm not one of those people. I gotta text them back because I gotta give them a common courtesy. But don't text me. Still, I don't want you texting me. Fucking phone.
Like no, I'll answer back. But like some people are just like, leave me alone. Please leave me alone. You know it takes time and effort to like type on your
bitch,
on your keyboard.
I'm a coming up. Yeah, I know. It doesn't really doesn't take that effort. I have a sliding keyboard. It's easy for me.
I mean, so do I. We have the same.
So I don't know why you're gonna call out. It takes effort. You fucking lazy ass.
It does take. Oh, fam. It takes effort to slide the damn your finger across the keyboard.
You're so lazy.
I'm not lazy.
You're a lazy ass nigger, fam. I'm telling you.
Whatever.
Did y'all hit up a Caravana?
Fam, I was in auto. What do you mean?
Why would you assume that I hit up Caravana?
I was wondering if y'all did.
Why would I was in Windsor, fam. Yeah, did you?
No.
Exactly.
But there were some nice things there, bro. I was just wondering.
Of course. All right. Be nice
granted, but I didn't hit it up because I'm out halfway across the country. So you were like two doors down, fam. Why didn't
you? Two doors down, fam. We our driving distance to Toronto is longer than you.
How long does it take you to drive to Toronto?
If you're going with the speed, at least 120. It's gonna take you 4 hours to get downtown.
Wow.
Toronto.
Four or
5 hours to get downtown. Wow. Toronto.
It takes me 5 to 6 hours, you fucking bum.
Oh shit.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, it's the same. That's the same. Okay, 5 to 6 hours. It takes us 5 hours. It's the same time.
It takes us 5 to 6 hours to fucking speed, my nigga. Speed! Speed!
I am speed. Ka-chow.
Yo, speaking of cars, yo, that franchise looks pretty sick.
What's sick?
Cars 3.
Okay, all right, we're gonna end the podcast on that note. Yo, follow us on Instagram tm32 show, Twitter tm32p. I'm Andre. Yo, catch me at andrebrxw, and there's a dot in the middle, fam.
Mine's is eric.nightpaul,
and y'all can follow me at lavimi_ball.
And thank you for listening to this episode. Remember,
for listening to this episode,
go follow Vim and Andre.
Gang gang swoop.
And for all you ladies out there, Vim is tall, brown,
yeah,
and
Vim
free.
Is, wait, how about that? Wait, I thought Vim was in a relationship.
No?
We went over this already. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm a sad, lonely single man.
I am a lost boy.
I've been told I'm like a teddy bear.
I am a lost boy in my life.
You see, you're a sad boy. Like teddy bears. You like,
hit was
up,
a candle
okay.
In my life.
Hit up.
I was a
all
lost
right.
Boy.
These intros ain't meant to be bangers. They meant for you and me, so we'll never end up as strangers. Will Ferrell's ass can't even handle this weather. Tune on your speakers and please be my doctor, whoever.